We're talking today with Don Schieber. Don's out harvesting some wheat here in the central part of the state of Oklahoma now. And Don, it seems like almost border to border, if a wheat field's out there, it is pretty well ready.
Yeah, I think they're even cutting in Kansas now. And they told me a couple of days ago down at Walters that it'd still be 2 weeks before it's over down there. So, you know, what I told you here a couple of weeks ago, combines are going to be short. I think it's coming true because everybody's needing them at the same time.
Yeah. Tell me what you found here in around Minco.
Well, the elevators don't want to take the wheat below 56 pounds because of quality issues. And there's a lot of it that's below 50 pounds in this area just because of 18 inches of rain will do that. And the wheat went down, and, of course, it didn't come back up. So the quality is just not there, and the insurance it's a good thing they've got insurance. So they'll survive somehow. But some of the varieties are still holding up to 60 pounds, and we can't figure out why.
So, clearly, I mean, we're talking not just a few acres. We're talking, in some cases, hundreds of acres.
Yes. I talked to one fellow that pulled out of a field, a 250-acre field, because it was below 50-pound test weight, and the insurance said anything below 50, don't cut it. And we've lost about 400 acres ourselves to low test weight. So it's pretty devastating statewide. It could be, but we don't know how far north this is going to show up. And down southern part, when we were there, we were in the 56 to 59 pound test weight range, so we didn't see that issue down there. And over at the ports, I understand that they're docking for aflatoxin or DON now for wheat, so that could be another issue, a scab thing, you know, that would be pretty devastating if that shows up.
I guess what one of the good things is we just haven't seen a whole lot of sprout damage yet.
We haven't seen any sprout damage, and I haven't heard of any, so we're pretty lucky there. So hopefully that'll hold true. And if the rain forecast is accurate coming up in the next 3 or 4 days, that could show up again.
And that is, I guess, one of the biggest worries farmers have got at this point. With the wheat ready, we don't need any more rain.
Well, a half inch or an inch of rain won't hurt us, but 4 or 5 inches, like they're saying, is possible. That would definitely hurt. But, you know, the ground is so saturated below the topsoil that it's going to run off. But the guys that are planting beans and milo right now, they're tearing up planters because the topsoil is so hard and dry, just dried out really quick.
You know, overall, quality of this crop, I guess, is just very, very so-so, right?
I think we're looking at average quality. Test weight is probably a little below normal. Proteins are going to be average to maybe a little above. But I was visiting with a flour miller from South Africa just here in the last few minutes, and he was saying they look for 11 to 12 protein. And we had such high proteins last year that I wouldn't be surprised if we don't see a premium for lower proteins this year to blend some of that wheat out with, being we've got lots of it.